Hawaiʻila, Leikoa, Lehua, Kua hiwi na nila, o Mauna Kea.
Hano, hano, Hawaiʻila, Leikoa, Lehua, Kua hiwi na nila, o Mauna Kea.
Kila o Mauila, Leika Roselani, Kua hiwi na nila, o Halea Kala.
Kila kila o Mauila, Leika Roselani, Kua hiwi na nila, o Halea Kala.
Aloha, aloha kakou, and welcome to Nakai Evalu. We made it to the weekend again, kahone.
Yes, we sure did. It's been a horrendous week, Noe.
Oh, I know. Well, we're going to go there and learn. Education is the key, and we're going to learn so much today. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I do want to thank all of the listeners out there and apologize to them for not being on the radio last week. You know, I was in the hospital, and I'm so glad to be out this week so that we're able to enjoy each other's company and enjoy the coffee around the table.
Exactly.
By the way, today we're really doing it well up with where we're broadcasting from the boardroom of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
I know. It's wonderful
and
to
this
be here.
And this
is
the actual room that all of our 9 trustees who are elected by our people are make those decisions that affect us as Lahui.
I love the feeling of this place.
Isn't
even
it
from
beautiful?
Right when you get off the elevator, it's so welcoming. And you know, right when you walk up to the reception desk there's a big sign. First thing you see is, we want to communicate with you in your language, and they offer translations in like Guarani, Chamorro, and Filipino, everything.
Well, you know, I always say to our Lahui out there that, and for anybody who comes to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, that this is not our office. The employees, we simply use this as our headquarters to do the business on behalf of the trustees. But this office really belongs to the beneficiaries. They're the ones that own this office, and we're just here to work and do the work for them. So we always try to make people feel welcome. It is their office. We don't want anybody to feel intimidated when they come here, and we try to maintain our cultural values because we are a Native Hawaiian agency, so we need to operate accordingly.
Oh, that's really great to hear, because that's some of the same spirit we're going to bring to the issue that we have on the table today.
Which, and it's a major issue.
It involves Hawaiian burials in the path of the Honolulu Rail Transit System. So we're going to get on with that with a lot of music in between. This is Nakai Evalu that you start every Saturday morning with. We're so glad you're here. It's brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
The island woman prepares for her man tonight. She bathes in pools mountainside.
the brown skinned woman drives her hair in the breeze. She oils her body for the dance with the reddest limbs built to please. She gonna take me to a place where the ferns are scented with rain, and there I will taste what brought me back again. Juice from the mango, milk from the coconut, but of cannabis I can't smoke enough. Juice from the mango, milk from the coconut, taste of the ladies I can't smoke enough. I love it, keeps me thinking about the woman I long to see and how she gives me out of love and how she sets my mind free. The island woman prepares for a man tonight. She bathes in pools mountainside and lingers there at the last light. She gonna take me to a place where the ferns are scented with rain. There I from the coconut, taste of the ladies I can't spoken of, a violent love, a violent love, of violent love, yeah.
Kai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Kahoʻone Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa. Vicky Holt Takamine is traveling this week.
Yes, she is. Traveling far.
I know. Egypt, I think.
Cairo. Yes.
She'll be back and tell us all about it. We're sitting around the boardroom table at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs today. And we've got with us our very special guest, Kai Markel, Director of the Native Rights Hale at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Welcome, Kai, to our Nakai Evalu show.
Aloha no kakou. It's nice to be here.
Yay. Mahalo. Thank you. And Hinale Moana Faleme, Vice Chair of Oahu Island Burial Council.
Hinale, aloha.
Aloha mai kakou, mahalo ke iwi ana, mahalo ke leo kona mai, ehele mai a ililo I leo elele hoino komako aha, mahala mai iwi kupuna o Oahu nei.
Mahalo.
I guess we should start out by laying the groundwork for the discussion, which is the path of the Honolulu Rail Project. Its fourth phase, running through Kaka'ako along Halekauila Street, is expected to encounter Hawaiian burials, and that is the issue before us today.
Yes. So, Kai, what is the position of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs?
OHA basically, you know, we have constitutional statutory mandates, and one of those mandates is to monitor the practices and policies of other agencies. In this case, it would be the city and county of Honolulu. We also, there are constitutional provisions, namely Article 12, Section 7, which protects the traditional and customary rights of Native Hawaiians to exist and practice our culture. We maintain the position that it doesn't only protect our rights to practice, it protects the resources that underlie those practices. So we maintain that underlying the constitutional protection is the right for us to practice our religion, our culture, to take care of our kupuna, our iwi kupuna, means that they have to exist and they have to be protected. That's the first and foremost mandate of that cultural practice. Unfortunately, we see here that the city and county may not be upholding its trust responsibilities to our beneficiaries and our people.
Is there any way you could move them and still consider yourself to be protecting them?
You know, I've before I came to OHA, I was with the Department of Land and Natural Resources for 10 years in the Burial Sites program. And somebody asked me how much kupuna were found between about River Street and Ala Moana. Identified in my institutional memory is about 1,500 kupuna. Honokohua was about 1,100, and that's what created the change in our laws and created the burial councils, which Hina is now a member of. And in looking at when iwi comes out, there's nothing sacred, special about its treatment. You basically destroy those kupuna. And I've seen kupuna embraced, where they were laid down holding each other. You find a baby on top of the mom or the dad. You find people holding hands. You find people holding things. We had a case in the same corridor area down by Queen Street when they extended Queen Street. And one of the kupuna was a child, and the child basically had a leniho palawa, which probably signified an ali'i status, kupe'e. When the burial site was opened by the archaeologists, there was some type of ho'okupo was on the chest, and it was still vegetative. After 100 years, 150 years, it was still in its vegetative form. But as soon as it hit the air and a water table started moving, it quickly rotted, and the whole thing just basically turned to mush. And then when the iwi comes out, you end up with bags of soil, rock, coral, broken fragments of iwi, teat, and it's all kapulu. Oh. And there's nothing sacred about removing a kupuna and turning it into that bag of crumbled mush.
We're speaking with Kai Markel, director of the Native Rights Hale at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, because of the possibility that the Honolulu City's rail project will be running through Kaka'ako and encountering Hawaiian burials in that area. More on this coming up. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, the Hawaiian music and mana'o you get every week on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kanania o ai lua. You're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I was walking down the street just the other day. Just walking and hoping for the news. As I passed the street corner boys, they told me who was who. We all joined in and sang Chilang-a-Lang Blues. And we say, look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing Chilang-a-Lang Blues. Come on, Chilang-a-Lang Blues. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chilang-a-Lang Blues are gonna get you high. In Hawaii, music's made in many ways, and it really doesn't matter what style you choose, from the slacky to the reggae, Hawaiians jam it too, so sing along with me, Chilang-a-Lang Blues, and we say, look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing Chilang-a-Lang Blues, come on, oh yeah, Chilang-a-Lang Blues. Don't be shy, give it a try, Chilang-a-Lang Blues are gonna get you high. In Hawaii, music's made in many ways, oh yeah, and it really doesn't matter what style you choose. To the reggae, Hawaiians jam it too. So sing along with me, Chilang-a-Lang Blues.
say,
look at you, play that tune. Let's all sing to Lang a Lang. Chalang-a-lang blues are gonna get you high.
I say ho, 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 ho.
Chalang-a-lang blues.
I say hey.
Chalang-a-lang blues are gonna make you fly. Don't be shy, give it a try. Chalang-a-lang blues are gonna get you high.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here. And you know, Kaho'one, isn't it makahiki season
yes,
now?
Yes, this is makahiki season. This is the season when Hawaiians in our culture, we learn about the proper way of farming. This is the time when we decide what we want to farm. This is the time when we display the Hawaiian games, or we learn more about Hawaiian games. This is a time of ike, a time of securing knowledge. And it's also a great time of for the farmers, the mahi'ai, the farmers, the lawaia, the fishermen. And, you know, all of these various parts of our ahupua'a are, we depend upon the moon. When there's a certain moon, certain fish are running. Certain forms of moon is a time when you can hunt. So it's not, and that's how we were able to provide sustainability for all of our people. So when today we talk about sustainability, makahiki is a very important word. Because it's not only the ahupua'a you have to know about from the mountain to the ocean, but also for makahiki, you need to know the timing. With Native Hawaiians, everything is based on timing. And that's what makahiki is all about. It's a time of the year that we do all of these kuleana, or responsibility.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai. Gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Way we like it. Nakai Evalu, your Hawaiian connection every Saturday morning. Kahoʻone Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa, and we're talking about the Honolulu Rail Project and the possibility that its fourth phase may be running through Kakaʻako along Halekawila Street and encountering Hawaiian burials there. Our special guest right now, Hinalei Moana Falemei of the Oʻahu Island Burial Council.
Aloha, Hina.
Aloha, mai.
It's so nice to have you here. And for our radio listeners out there, I want you to know that Hinalei comes with great experience in the area of cultural preservations. And I had the pleasure of attending the University of Hawaii. We were students at the Kamakakua Kalani at the same time. Mm-hmm. And she's blossomed out to be a great teacher in our Hawaiian immersion program, a great kumuhula in teaching our young people the proper way of dancing hula and taking into the heart, the mele and its importance, and also doing this kind of community work. She's also a member of the board of directors of Iliʻuulu ʻōkalani Coalition, which has always advocated for the preservation of our iwi kupuna. Aloha, Hinalei.
Aloha, mai.
Tell us, Hinalei, you're at the position of the Oʻahu Island Burial Council.
Well, mahalo for having me here to speak on this. The position of the Oʻahu Island Burial Council, and perhaps if I may speak with words that hopefully even the kupuna sitting at home listening yes. to this program will most easily grasp and understand. We have in front of us a project that will stand to serve the community. It is a project that is being taken up in phases. and the first phase of which looks to begin anytime soon. As a part of the Federal Transportation Agency's, or excuse me, Federal Transportation Administration's policy, because this project utilizes federal funds, it is okay for the city and county to take on this endeavor and to do assessments and to do what they need to do in different phases. So this fourth corridor, or the final phase of the project, which finds itself right in the heart of downtown Honolulu, through their proposed route, which takes us right through Halekawila. And for anyone who might be familiar with Halekawila, it is again in the heart of downtown, and the soil and sand composition below it is what we know as Jaques Sands. So Jaques Sands, to people who are in the business of archaeology and in that study, know that in areas such as ours in the Hawaiian Islands, when you come to burials, that's the kind of sand that you find it in.
Thank you so much, Hinale. Hinale Falame, Vice Chair of the Oahu Island Burial Council. Her group is questioning the route of the fourth phase of the Honolulu Rail Transit Project because they fear that they will come across Hawaiian burials through that Kaka'ako segment. And that's our discussion today on Nakai'evalu. Thanks so much for being here with us. More music and mana'o coming up.
Woman, Lord above her, and I love her till the end of time. And I love her till the end of time. Said I love her till the end of time. Her lips are kissed by the sweet morning mist. Her eyes are bright as a full moon at night. She's my lady, my tropical baby, and she's mine. Yes, until the end of time. My tropical lady, my island baby, said I love her till the end of time. Said I love her till the end of time. Lord above, said I love her till the end of time. But I don't know what to say. But one thing I know, girl, she's my tropical lady, my island baby. She's my woman, Lord above, and I love her till the end of time. Every day I'm away from you, I get these tropical lady blues. How can I live when I'm feeling so blue, when all I want is to be by you, my tropical lady, my island baby. And she's my woman, Lord above, and I love her till the end of time. And I love her till the end of time. And I love her till the end of time. But I don't know what to say to the girl, and I don't know what to do. Said I love her till the end of time. said I love her till the end of time. Said I love her to the end of time, till the end of time, I love you.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
nice. So glad you're with us on a Saturday morning. Nakai Evalu is the place to be, right, Kahone?
Absolutely.
Boy, this has been a great morning.
Mm. Oh, exciting.
We're talking about the fourth phase of the Honolulu Rail Transit Project. It's set to go through Kaka'ako along Halekawila Street. And our guests today are concerned that they will encounter Hawaiian burials along that route. We're talking with Hinale Moana Faleme of the Oahu Island Burial Council.
So, Hinale, in continuing the discussion, so the Oahu Island Burial Council had to take a position when the city and county came out with their plans. And the position of the council was to?
The position of the council was to ensure that in this preliminary process that we, to the best of our ability, afforded our commentary and afforded our resource so that it would benefit the entire project from the get-go. In other words, this is a project that not only uses federal dollars, it also will tap into the pockets of taxpayers like yourself and me.
It already has.
Yes. And they've already started to collect on the taxes for this from all of us. And we know that we don't have any jurisdiction over anything that happens until there is a find. But therein lies the problem. If when they get to the Corridor 4 phase of this project, as we foresee, because of not only the sand and soil composition, but also because of its historical presence in our community, and because of its location, we anticipate there to be, if not a reasonable number of EV finds, there should be an overwhelming number of EV finds. One could easily say, well, how do you know that, Burial Council? And we would turn around and say the same to the city. How does the city know exactly what will be found or what will not be found? And there again is the problem, because if the city spends all the money and starts phase 1, 2, and 3, once it gets to phase 4, it becomes quite difficult to truly realign any project in any alternative path that will deviate it far from where they plan to run it through.
So basically,
it's going to be too late.
So then basically, so that our listeners can understand this clearly, Hina, is that we, the Oahu Island Burial Council, as well as the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, in taking the position, we're not saying that we don't want the project. What you're just saying is that we need to be sure that business is taken care of first, and that before we get into more trouble, that we take care of these needs and then move forward. Is that correct?
Indeed. Okay. We support Pono development for our community. We support gaining greater economic stability, providing jobs for our people, of which we know that a project like this will bring in millions of dollars to our local economy. But what we as the council will not do is to forego our responsibility. We look out not only for the iwi kupuna of our families, but yours too.
Right.
Those of us here at this table and all of the listeners out there.
Nakai Evalu. We're talking with Hinale Moana Faleme of the Oahu Island Burial Council about the possibility of the Honolulu Rail Project running into Hawaiian ancestor bones, or iwi, along its route in Kaka'ako. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Nakai Evalu is brought to you every Saturday by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
She breaks for fools. People passing by don't have a clue. Odd situation, no coordination. So far from what I'm used to find you. To find you.
my eyes on something real? Have I set my eyes on the biggest fall of my life? Have I set my eyes on something real? Have I ever found you? Take me to be your personal toy that you can enjoy. So I hope you're not taking a mistake I'm making. So far from what I'm used to find you. To find you. Have I set my eyes on something real? Have I set my eyes on the biggest fall of my life? Have I set my eyes on something real?
Hi, Evalu, and we're thinking about you on Hawaii Island because on the east side, Paho Town, 100 years old this year. And part of the celebration is a trick-or-treat through Old Pahoa Town. It's happening tonight, of course. 5 to 7, all ages welcome. Beautiful family-friendly event down Pahoa Village Road. And here on Oahu, more Halloween celebrations for the family. Bishop Museum is hosting its 22nd annual Treat Street tonight on the Great Lawn. The Treat Street will be decked out, and of course, there's a costume contest for the keiki, 5:30 to 8 p.m. the time on that. Happy Halloween from Nakai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku, nā kekahi e ho urumai. Nā nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai. Gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Tony Orme, Senior Vice President of Bank of Hawaii, with some food for thought about long-term care insurance. As people live longer, more people than ever will require long-term care. Based on U.S. Census information in 2000, about 32 million Americans were aged 65 or older. By 2040, that figure is expected to soar to 73 million. But long-term care isn't just for seniors. 40% of people currently receiving long-term care are under 65. So no matter what your age, it's never too soon to be proactive and consider the benefits of long-term care insurance.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Kai Evalu, Hawaiian music and mana'o for your Saturday morning. Thank you so much for your company today. Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, and our very special guest with us, Kai Markel, Director of the Native Rights Hale at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. He's helping us to understand the whole issue of Hawaiian burials, because we're discussing that today because of the possibility of coming across Hawaiian burials in the presently planned route of the Honolulu Rail Project.
You know, Kai, in our Hawaiian culture, a burial is kapu, yeah? It's sacred and off limits. And that it, we know that families would kanu or bury or plant a deceased loved one with the understanding that the person's full life cycle would continue. So it seems to me that with this kind of hakaka going on, this kind of trouble going on, and whenever we're digging up, we dig into the land and we find these bones, and then, you know, I think mokapu is a good example of what happens. You know, when people say, well, can't you just dig it up and reinter it? We have 1,100 iwi kupuna at mokapu still waiting. And it's been a battle over these years of trying to get them reinterred. And that's a whole nother issue. But can you explain to our listeners, help us to understand the significance and the relevance of Hawaiian cultural perspectives with reference to burial?
If you look at the word for bones in Hawaiian culture, it's iwi. And the place that my ancestors come from, my homeland, is on Kauai. And that's my kula iwi. It's basically the plains of the bones of my ancestors, my family. When I relate to Hinalei, you know, she's o'iwi. She's native. She's of the bone. So you really look at the foundation of where iwi is in our language, in our culture. And Mary Kawenapuku'i said it herself in defining iwi as our most cherished possession. And what it really is tantamount is you know, the mana, the uhani of our kupuna can be communicated with through their iwi, through their mortal remains. It is something that is very sacred and profound, how you treat the dead. And I believe all cultures have a basic respect for those that have passed on. And you look at the amount of reverence given to Father Damien's, his iwi, little portions of his iwi. And we maintain that every human being, every kupuna, Kaka'ako, there were many ethnicities who lived there. I mean, there are old shorelines where a lot of our Hawaiian people from a long time ago, but there are a lot of different ethnicities that are buried in unmarked graves. The smallpox cemetery at Honuakaha by the brewery has about 1,000 of all of our people of Hawaii who died horrific deaths. And the idea is, my grandmother is buried at Punch Bowl. My grandfather is in an unmarked grave on Kauai because he drowned on the Moloa'a beach when my mom was 4. But why is the law different? You couldn't dig up my grandmother at Punch Bowl without going to jail. But you could dig up my grandfather, even though I love them both. It's about respect for people and the spirit through their connectivity to Keakua, through their iwi.
Nakai Evalu. Today we're talking with Kai Markel just there, and of course Kaho'one, about the Honolulu Rail Project. The fourth phase running through Kaka'ako is expected to encounter Hawaiian burials, and that is our topic. More on this and more great Hawaiian music coming up.
Sorry, life below, could he know he's flying over glory? Natural heart makes him sigh to know that he's so free, and he's smiling down at me. Over mountain, naturally, watch the birds without a word as you want.
Watch the birds without a word.
Such a load, have a hold, amazed yourself to ponder. Wait for winds to give an assuring hope. Sailing.
but he's flying naturally again up a mountain naturally.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kila kila na rough riders, make a lucky boo, make a nanny of Kalani, make a high of Kalana Kila, boogie, boogie, ha, boogie, 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 ha. Honey, honey, kapuku vai. Keki mai au, no hupe hupe ea ea. Kipuka ili ako, kanika ue pa. Keki mai au, no hupe hupe ea ea. Kipuka ili ako, kanika ue pa. Avai ho laula. Bye.
na ea ea ki puka ilia o kanika ue pa Pukie, hukie ha, huki koni koni ka puku vai Pukie, hukie ha, huki koni koni ka puku vai Hanno hanno vallina kaupoe, emma kuku noho ikalio Alenna ponno oike kaula ili, ikalae onka pipi ahiu Hukie, ha, huki koni koni ka puku vai Hukie, hukie ha, huki koni koni ka puku vai
There we go. That's for you, Kohala. We've got a song for Wailuku coming up next here. Ana Kai Evalu. Kahoone Panoke Noe Tanigawa with our very special guest today talking about Hawaiian burials, particularly possibly in the path of the Honolulu Rail Project. We've got Kai Markel here, director of the Native Rights Hale at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Hinale Moana Faleme of the Oahu Island Burial Council.
This week, a decision was made by the City and County of Honolulu are the elected council people. And that decision, as I understand, was a 4-4 vote with Councilman Apo casting a fifth vote in favor of moving the project forward. Both of you were at these at the council meeting. What was your reaction to all of this?
The OIBC had anticipated this move by the city council. We knew that we may have had some support in terms of our position. However, we anticipated the council to be able to, if they should choose, as they did earlier this week, to go ahead and approve signing the programmatic agreement, which would allow the work to be done and allow this to really get underway. What is important to consider is that, again, for as far as the burial council is concerned, we have no jurisdiction and no kuleana over anything unless there are EV fines. We remain confident in the fact that if proper assessment and analysis is done, if the AIS or the Archaeological Inventory Survey is done prior, then you have a greater opportunity, if necessary, to save the public time and money. Everyone who is in the business of construction and development will know that as soon as you have the finds of EV and Kupuna remains, the work stops. And so rather than subject the project to that labor and that challenge later on down the road, we feel it would be far more prudent for them to have completed, and when I say them, I mean the city and county, to have completed thoroughly the AIS, again, the Archaeological Inventory Survey, and made sure that they did all that was possible to, number one, carefully consider the technology that they will use to go through this entire four corridors of the project, as well as its planned route. We know that there have been other routes proposed. We know that we feel that moving it slightly Makai or slightly Mauka would be a far better choice in terms of our perspective. That is contrary, however, to the city's understanding that the route they propose it will have the least impact when it comes to that resource, and I'm speaking about EV remains. That was what they reiterated earlier this week about this project. And so what we saw was that the city council approved to sign. Therefore, the burial council will sit and wait patiently until the time comes that those EV do show up. And when they do, then we hope that not only the city and county, but all of the rest of the people that will be involved in the project will understand that we tried to say something beforehand.
Interesting. So interesting to learn about the process. Hinale Falame of the Oahu Island Burial Council. We're talking about the issue of Hawaiian remains, Hawaiian bones, because the Burial Council fears that the currently planned route for the Honolulu Rail Project will run into problems with Hawaiian EV in the Kaka'ako area. This is Nakai Evalu, Hawaiian Perspectives for a Saturday morning, and Wailuku, your song is coming up next. Nakai Evalu is brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Evalu, talking today about the Honolulu Rail Project. Hina Lemoana Faleme of the Oahu Island Burial Council is afraid the project is heading into a log jam in the Kaka'ako area, the fourth phase of it. What's the problem, do you think?
You simply just need to consider that if you do careful planning and careful assessments, analysis, and you're thorough in all the processes that you need to follow, our job becomes much easier, and the community doesn't have to wait. The community doesn't have to bear the impact. Because every last project that we've seen that has come up with some great cultural disturbance, cultural significance, hid bones, every project comes to a stop. Every last hotel, the freeway. Yeah. So we have seen this in the past, and we have seen how many millions of dollars are lost because projects are held up for weeks at a time.
We're talking about the Honolulu Rail Project and what could happen to it once it hits Kaka'ako. This is Nakai Evalu, brought brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on!
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Tony Orme, Senior Vice President of Bank of Hawaii, with some food for thought about long-term care insurance. As people live longer, more people than ever will require long-term care. Based on U.S. Census information in 2000, about 32 million Americans were aged 65 or older. By 2040, that figure is expected to soar to 73 million. But long-term care isn't just for seniors. 40% of people currently receiving long-term care are under 65. So no matter what your age, it's never too soon to be proactive and consider the benefits of long-term care insurance.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Honolulu, I am coming back again. I seem to hear the poly calling me. I seem to hear the surf at Waikiki. And from Pacific Heights, I seem to see the lights of a city that is very dear to me. I seem to see
That's for you looking for parking right now. Could be any island, I know that. Nakai Evalu, a fresh breeze from Hanalei to Kau. This morning we're talking about the Honolulu Rail Project, which our guests fear could run into some Hawaiian burials in the Kaka'ako area. Hinale Moana Falemei of the Oahu Island Burial Council is with us, and Kai Markel, director of the Native Rights Hale at the Office of UN Affairs.
This week, a decision was made by the Honolulu City Council to have the rail transit project move forward, even though the Oahu Island Burial Council and others opposed. So, Kai, where do we go with this?
OHA really is supportive of the Burial Council because they're the primary agency or entity that has that responsibility to make those very difficult decisions of who you take out of the ground and who you leave in. And, you know, as Hawaiians, it's not a decision you take lightly. It's not a decision that does not impact you, your whole family, your children, your mo'opuna. We believe a lot of our issues today we have as a people, we've kind of forsaken our kupuna. We've forsaken our ancestors. And it's like we can do it all on our own. And we know that our amakua, our kupuna, that ancestral wisdom and guidance is very critical. And, you know, the relationship we have to protecting our ancestors' remains, our most cherished possession, has great impacts on us as a living culture and people. And as we move towards the future, we look to them and that responsibility. And Hinalei and OIBC, they carry those difficult decisions.
And Hinalei, what next for the Oahu Island Burial Council?
The Oahu Island Burial Council will simply now have to wait until the time that the project has continued up until the point where bones are found. And that's where we have to step in. And it is already established that in any kind of development of this type, that we are expected to have a primary role keeping the bones in place or to move them to another place depending on what the situation and the circumstances are.
But that could and cause a halt to the whole project for
Oh, very long? Indeed. In fact, because of the numbers of bones that we anticipate that they will find, given this route, we know that if there's any delay in the project, it could go for days and weeks upon.
So now, will a cultural monitor be assigned so that they can follow, make sure that the proper assessments are being done and reported? I mean, who's going to be there on site making sure that this happens and that something doesn't slip through?
That's entirely up to the city as to whom they continue to have as their designated cultural resource to provide that expertise to them.
Fascinating results of a city council decision this past week, deciding to go ahead with the Honolulu Rail project as currently planned. Our guests today have been concerned that the fourth phase running through Kaka'aka will run into Hawaiian burials, they fear. And we've been talking about ramifications of that possibility here on Nākai e Walu. Thank you so much. It's been a great morning of learning, and we'll be right back with more music and mana'o. Listening to Nākai e Walu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Ahae o vale,
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's favorite statewide radio magazine. Happy to be with you every Saturday morning. Kaho'one Panoke Noe Tanigawa here with our very special guests today, Kai Markel, Director of the Native Rights Hale at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Hinale Moana Faleme of the Oahu Island Burial Council. And we're at an important part in our Saturday morning, yes, where we leave you with an idea to think about.
An olelo no eao, and what I've done is I've asked Hinale to share her one of her favorite olelo no eao, which I think is very appropriate for today's discussion. And our olelo no eao today is brought to you by Mobi PCS.
Ai, mahalo nui a Mobi PCS. Ko kako olelo no eao no ke ia la oia hoi o ka mana o nga kupuna a me ke ia no ia. Mai kaulai oi i ko iwi i ka velo o ka la. O ka mana o nui o mai kaulai i ko iwi i ka velo o ka la. Do not place your bones and let them bake and be exposed to the sun, lest the mana that they are imbued with, be dispersed and scattered to the wind. When one exposes their bones, you expose all that is precious and dear to you. When you let your kupuna stay out there and bake and roast, you are being disrespectful to the legacy that they've given you. They've taught us how to go on with our lives. They've empowered us and imparted within us the knowledge and the skills and the wisdom to walk ahead and face the future with confidence, knowing that we will survive given the knowledge that we have been entrusted with. And by placing our bones in the sun is to turn our back on them and said, well, thank you for your knowledge, kupuna, but you go stay over there in the sun. And more so, the other implied meaning is that every family has things that are quite particular to their own. And you don't just expose yourself to the elements, and you don't just expose yourself to the harsh realities and criticisms when certain things really do truly remain for your family.
Wapa wahalalako.
Ai, wapa wahalalako. And to expose them to the sun is almost bringing all of that back into this lifetime.
What did you say, Kahone?
It was just a phrase from a song, wapa wahalalako. You know, they've passed on now. Let us never forget them and cherish them.
Perspectives behind the discussion we've had today concerning Hawaiian burials. Anakai Evalu.
Dreams of love.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
It's been a terrific Saturday morning, hasn't it,
Kahone? You know, before we leave, no, I do want to say and announce to our listeners the passing of two, I think, great people in our hula world. One, Uncle George Naope, who left us at 81 years old, and a dear friend of mine, and I know Vicky's, comes from a great hula family, Pony Kamau, who passed away in Mexico City earlier this week. So our prayers are with their families, and we're going to miss them.
Thank
but boy,
you.
Are they going to have a halau up there.
All right. Mahalo for your company. Not around the kitchen table. We've been around the boardroom table at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs today, and I'd like to thank them for their hospitality. Hawaii's only statewide radio magazine, Nakai Evalu, comes to you every Saturday morning from 8 till 10. Thank you so much for being here, Hina Lei.
Mahalo nui.
And Kai Markel, thank you so much for sharing your mana'o today.
Mahalo no.
Mahalo to our producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. And it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That is Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Ahui ho.
Aloha.
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 He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Nā kekahi e ho uru mai. Nā nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana aka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.